If you are not fanatical about marketing your business, then you're fucking up. The only thing that makes you a business is money coming into the business. Otherwise, you have a hobby.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. All right, welcome to Contractor Fight TV. Today I want to talk about one of the most common questions that we get here, and that's, dude, how do I market my brand new contracting business? Okay, so because this is a frequently asked question, I'm going to do this quick video here today highlighting some things, answering that question based on my experience, the experiences I've had with hundreds of other contractors that we've helped in the Contractor Fight and through our coaching and our programs and all that other stuff. So guys, here's the deal. First thing, let's dig into the mindset of this. If you are not fanatical about marketing your business, then you're fucking up. It's really that simple. Okay, the only thing that makes you a business is money coming into the business. Otherwise, you have a hobby. And I don't know about you, but the last thing I think you want to do is wake up early, go to bed late, deal with issues with customers and employees and people, and try to get leads and get the phone to ring and do all the shit that you need to do in your business, all right, in order to survive. Why the hell would you want to do that as a hobby? Makes no sense to me. So if you are not 100% fanatical about marketing your business from day one, you are going to struggle. And this is usually what happens. And this is what happened for me. So I can easily say this is what usually happens, because it happened for me and a bunch of other people that I've worked with and that I know. I had somebody at church one day many, many years ago say, hey, I heard you know how to paint, because I had worked for my uncle. And I said, yeah, I do. And they said, hey, we got this project going on. And I was like, not real happy in my sales job at the time. I was selling tools and nails and fasteners and shit like that. And I'm like, wow, they asked me to paint their house. And I think it was a $10,000 job, which, by the way, it should have been $35,000. And that's a different video. And I'm like, they were going to write me a check for 10 grand to paint their house. And I did it, and while I was painting the house, the neighbor walked over and was like, hey, I got this deck. And then the deck led to painting some stuff in the front of this guy's house and a couple rooms inside. So guys, within like a 3 to 4 week period, I'd brought in, $15,000, $20,000 just right out of the gate. I don't even think I might have had a yard sign. I might have had a business card at the time, but I had a beater van that I bought and this and that. My point here is this. Most of us start our contracting businesses because somebody taps us on the shoulder, and then we have this influx of work coming in, and then we think like we hit the lotto. We think that this is how it's always going to be, and then what happens is that initial wave of work dries up. And that's what happened for me. And then I left, I was stuck there with my thumb up my ass going, what the hell am I going to do to feed my family now? And I wish I would have known the things I'm about to share with you guys here today. So guys, here's the deal. If you are not working on a project physically when you start out in your business, like if you ain't hammering something, cutting something, repairing something, whatever the heck, you should be engaged in some sort of marketing and sales activity, period. So that means if you don't have any jobs on the calendar for tomorrow for you to go do, your ass needs to be out there marketing your business. And the next day and the next day and the next day. Don't fucking waste time on Facebook. Don't watch too many of my damn videos, okay? You can listen to them when you drive around. Just won't. You can hear what I'm saying. You can listen to the podcast, but you should be driving around knocking on doors. Put your earbuds in and listen to the podcast as you're handing out flyers, whatever it is. 100% of your time should be spent marketing and selling in the probably first 3 to 5 years of your business, in my personal opinion, because we greatly underestimate what it takes to get this machine moving. All right, I want to make sure I got some good shit here on my notes, so I want to make sure I don't miss anything. So, guys, this is not complicated, but you must be consistent. And that's one of the biggest things that I see is you will work on a job, then you'll have some open time, you'll do some marketing shit, and then you get another job, and then you blow off the marketing shit because you got money coming in, and that lack of consistency is killing the momentum of your business, okay? So, again, after you sell a job, you should work on that job, but you should carve out an hour or two a day in addition to working on the fucking job to do this marketing stuff. Every single week, every single day, every single month, all year long, your number one goal is to sell work because, damn it, it's okay to love money. All right, it's okay to love money. Doesn't make you an ogre, doesn't mean you're unfair to your customers, doesn't mean you're an asshole, so get rid of your money head trash and realize that without the beautiful dollar bill consistently coming into your business, you're fucked. Okay, so here's four things I'm gonna share with you guys quickly today to help you market your business if you're brand new, or maybe you're not brand new, you've just been, you know, playing with yourself for the last 5 years and not really taking any of this stuff seriously. First thing, guys, is local networking. And the things I'm gonna share with you right now, I'm gonna go in order of ease, okay, of low-hanging fruit for you. And the first is local networking. You do not need a business card. You don't need a website. You don't need a yard sign. You don't need a company t-shirt. You know what you need to do? You need to get off your fucking ass and go meet people and shake their hands. And go, hey, I'm a brand new business or I'm trying to grow my business. My name's Tom. I see that you build stuff. I paint stuff. I thought that we should know each other. I'm just getting kicked off. I'm new at this. I'm hungry. I know I have everything to prove. Can we have a conversation? Guys, you gotta be bold. Network with people, knock on doors. You see a house that needs work, the gutter's falling off and you're an exterior contractor, go knock on the damn door. Quit being a lazy ass. Here's the other thing, as I'm sharing these things, you guys think that I'm gonna share something new and brilliant here at some point? I'm not. This is the consistency. This is what I'm talking about. It's like day in, day out. You gotta bang on this stuff, man. So local networking, who are the influencers in your industry? Who's standing in front of your ideal customer? If you're a hardwood floor guy, well, who stands in front of your ideal customer every day? Home inspectors, realtors, painters, remodelers, carpet guys, HVAC people, interior designers. Meet those other people in your local area, for God's sake, okay? Local networking. Most of you fail at it and suck at it because you refuse to do it and you refuse to be consistent with it. And you're being a little wuss about it, okay? Sack up and get your ass out there and meet people. All right, second thing, low-hanging fruit here. Social media 3 times a day. Oh my God, Tom, 3 times? How in the world do you have time for that? Well, guess what? You're not working on a job all day, okay? Which is why you're watching this video. Because you're wondering how to market your fucking business? Well, I don't care if you have 30 jobs a week or no jobs a week. If you can't find 3 times a day, 3 things to post on social media, then you should go work for somebody else. Because this, my friends, is the damn thing right here, okay? You got a movie studio and a pocket. You got a broadcast center. You're the producer. You're the director. You're the editor. You're the film crew. You're the content creator. And this is where eyeballs are. Like it or not, you can argue with it all fucking day until you're purple in the face and you pass out. But the bottom line is if you don't embrace social media, then you're fucking yourself. You're screwing your business over. 3 times a day. I have done so much shit about social media and contractors over the last several months and years that I am not gonna go there very long here today, other than go to my playlist section here and look for the series we did, 6 or 8 videos on content marketing. And then basically take that and apply it to social media. All right, so you're out on a job site. Maybe you don't even have a job and you pull out that freaking camera and your Facebook Live and you're like, hey, I'm in such and such neighborhood in Cleveland and I'm a brand new contractor and I'm walking around knocking on doors right now because I'm young, I'm hungry, I gotta kick this thing in the ass because I gotta take care of my family. And I know that people have a really hard time finding reliable contractors and this and that, blah, 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 right? So if you know anyone in this area that needs a remodeler, that needs a tile guy, that needs whatever, I'd really appreciate it if you hit me up and tag them in this or tag me in a post to them and share with them what I'm doing because I gotta make this work. There's people dependent on me. That could be a post, or maybe you got a project that you got going on. Hey, they had an issue with their bathroom. This is the thing that I, the approach that I wanted to take, and I just thought I'd share this with you because one of the common myths is that you can't do this or you need to do this or blah, blah, blah. Educate, be on the radar a minimum of 3 times a day. That's 3 times 7 is 21 posts a week. If you can't find time to do 21 posts a week, you ain't fucking trying. Hey, did you know that about 88% of home improvement contractors are not making $100,000 take-home pay a year? And that's pathetic, because there's a lot of needs in our lives, guys. I just want you to think about your personal life here for a minute. You know, I've recently asked people to post why they want to make $100,000, and we've got everything from somebody saying, I want to be able to take my wife on a date anytime I want. All right, and we're check to check, and I feel like a loser. Or one guy was sharing about how whenever he knows he's not providing the amount of money that he needs to provide to take care of his family and his in-laws, he feels like his in-laws are giving him a strange look every time he's over there, like he's an underachiever, and it bothers him. Somebody else shared about how she's had massive health issues her whole life and hasn't had the money to truly take care of herself. And now her daughter has a condition and she can't afford the treatment and the therapy and the nutrition and all these other things. Guys, you sacrifice a lot to add massive value to your clients. And I'm gonna keep this short and sweet here today. It's as simple as this. If you're not making $100,000 a year in personal income, as soon as my voice is done in this podcast today, go to thecontractorfight.com/100K, 100K, all right, and sign up to get notified about our 100K coaching program. It is designed to get you from wherever you're at now to 100K in personal income in the next 12 months, if not sooner, if you do the shit we coach you to do, all right? There's too much at stake. Your kids are dependent on you. You've been stealing from your family too long, all right? Some of you, your spouse has been carrying the financial load for way too long, and it's time you fucking shit or get off the pot. Do things the right way and have the life and the bank account that you've always wanted to have. thecontractorfight.com/100K. All right, so first thing was local networking. Second, low-hanging fruit in order here, was social media 3 times a day. Third thing is neighborhood domination plan. What that looks like is this, okay? If you're working in this house right here, okay? That's the house that hired you. Well, look at all these other, let's do them in different colors. Look at all these other houses here. You got a house here, 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 you got a house here. Right? 1, 2, 3, 4. At least 5 houses around the house you're working on. So you sell this job. You put a beautiful yard sign out in that in front of you, okay? Make one if you gotta make one. Hopefully your truck is lettered up and you got a wrap and some shit like that, right? Then you walk around and you knock on the door, knock on the door, knock on the door, and so on. And this is the script. I'm gonna give you the damn script right now that led to tens of thousands of dollars for me in the first year of my business, many years ago. They open the door. Hi, I'm Tom. I'm painting the house next door at the Smith residence, Joe and Mary's house, whatever. I wanted to give you my card or my phone number. Here's my cell number if you don't have a business card, but I had a card. I want to give you my card. Here's my cell number. I'm gonna be here for a few days, and occasionally when we're working on a house, some debris will blow over, a vehicle might be parked in a spot that's messing your life up, or maybe something's too loud that we're doing, or whatever. If we inconvenience you in any way, will you please call me, because I wanna make sure that I address it within the hour that you let me know. Guys, you're not knocking on the door saying, hey, let me bid your house. what you're doing is you're making it a great experience for everybody around the house that you're doing. And maybe not that day, maybe not that week, and maybe not that year, but eventually one of these other five people, they're going to remember you. They're going to see you in the neighborhood again. They're going to go, oh, that's right. And the water damage that they had last month, and now you got to repair the ceiling or whatever, they're going to remember that you were cool. You weren't a D-bag. You knocked on the door. You cared about the experience. You were respectful to them and their neighborhood and their property. And they're going to call you. I promise you. So do the math on this. If you do one job a week for 52, just go 50 weeks, that's 50 jobs, okay? Take 2 weeks off of Christmas. And you knock on the doors of five houses minimum of every job. That means you've introduced yourself to at least 250 people in the year. Year in, year out, year in, year out. As your business scales, you can still keep this neighborhood domination plan going. That's how many for every crew you have. So you got four crews out there, that's 1,000 doors. Just your foremen are knocking on each and every year, minimum. There are other things that have to do with the neighborhood domination plan, but guys, the bottom line is this, be consistent. Be somebody that builds relationships, that adds value to the neighborhood. Maybe you notice there's a bunch of little kids in this neighborhood and you're going to be camped out at this house for a while. What if you walked around and you did something like, hey, I bought, you go to all the parents and you say, or you go to the mom of this house that you're working on and say, hey, I noticed all the bunch of little kids in the neighborhood here. Here's a $50 gift card to Dairy Queen or whatever down the street. I notice it's just around the corner or the local ice cream shop or whatever. And maybe you want to buy all the kids in the neighborhood ice cream. Guys, do something to add value to get some eyeballs on you other than just knocking on the door and going, hey, hire me because I'm a broke contractor. Okay? Nobody wants to hear that shit. All right, fourth and last thing we're going to talk about here to market your brand new business is this. Invest some damn money into a professional website. Notice how I've done, you know, easiest to most difficult here for a new business. Okay? Pretty much everything I said before, for the most part, is free if you need it to be. This is the one you need to write a fucking check. Okay? You spend God knows how much money on your damn truck and trailer and tools that you use twice a year, but you're being a cheap ass when it comes to investing in a website. So if your average job, if you're a roofer, your average job is $10,000 and you haven't spent at least $10,000 or $20,000 on a damn website and an online presence per year, you're fucking yourself, okay? Never good to screw yourself. Guys, your website should be the hub of all things. Your social media should eventually drive people back there. The networking you do should drive people back there. When somebody goes online through the years and they eventually type something in that has anything to do with your industry, your website should pop up. Okay? And with the website thing, with the social media stuff, the other thing that you can do here is create content. Again, go to the content marketing playlist that I have here, where I talk about that. So invest in the site, and then once or twice a week, sit your ass up, grab yourself a pop or a beer or a doobie or whatever the hell you're gonna do, and write some content. Even if you suck at writing, write some content and upload it to your damn website with some pictures, answering common questions, all the things I tell you to do in the content marketing playlist. And if you totally blow at writing, have somebody edit it. Find a virtual assistant or do a voice recording and then have somebody turn that into a blog post. And now each and every week you are building the thumbprint of your website. And the longer you're in business, the longer that domain's going in, the more often you are putting content that's relevant and helpful to people within your industry, the more relevant you are going to be as a business and people are going to find you. Guys, there is no fast, easy button for lead generation. If you are not willing to shake hands, if you're not willing to do social media, if you're not willing to dominate the neighborhood that you're in, and for God's sake, if you're not willing to pony up some real money to hire a real pro who has a proven track record of kicking ass with websites, then I think you're probably better off hanging up, quitting your business, just hanging it all up, quitting it, and go to work for somebody else. because it's too damn difficult. All right, so Tom, what do I do to market my brand new business? Guys, this is it. Unless you got a big ass bag full of money, of what they call capital, that you've started your business with in the closet, you got, you know, 100 grand sitting there, you're gonna have to do some of this grassroots stuff. And I know that's the case for 99.9% of you that are watching this. The cool thing here, guys, is this is all about you taking control. Everything that I've talked about here is about you owning your marketing, not depending on somebody else to do it. So stop looking to fucking outsource your social media right now. Do it yourself. Stop looking to outsource your local networking because people want to know you, like you, and trust you, and hire you. And quit thinking somebody else is going to walk around and knock on doors and magically get people to call you. Okay? Very few things in the marketing world of the contracting business are going to happen when you want them to happen. And the things that I've talked about here, you are planting seeds, you are building relationships, you are playing for the long game, because at the end of the day, people hire you when they buy, when they're ready to buy. Not when you're ready to buy, when they're ready to buy. I have a project at my house right now that I want to do and that I'm going to do. I'm not ready. Okay? So I'm going to hire somebody I trust that I'm familiar with, okay, that keeps showing up in my feed and all these other things when the time comes. So guys, this is like, what's the example? The Chinese bamboo grows under the ground for like 4 years. You plant that shit, you water it, you throw crap on it to fertilize it. I don't know what you do to bamboo, but whatever you do, it's growing under the surface for 4 years or so. And in the fifth year, it sprouts up a little bit. And then within 6 weeks, it shoots to like 80 feet high. That's what this is about. It's about playing the long game and building a true marketing strategy based on relationships and all the other things that we've talked about here. You guys rock. Share this video with another contractor and get off your ass. Go do something, be consistent, quit making excuses, all right? It's out there waiting for you. We have a world of people that are dying for contractors to step up and do this, and they would hire you if they just knew where to fucking find you. And they can't find you because you ain't doing the shit that we just talked about here. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Contractor Fight TV.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of the Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight. And our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.